Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How about them Orlando Magic? On Saturday night, the Magic shocked the world with a 104-101 win over the Toronto Raptors in Game 1 of the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. Now, how do they sustain it the rest of the way? Evan Fournier sits down with our crew and he digests everything from Game 1, including what he said in DJ Augustine's ear after his big shot. Also, if you love our content, if you love our shows, check out our TuneIn channel. The Producer's Cut with Aaron Berlin will drop tomorrow, as well as Joey Colone has a new podcast about what's going on with this Magic team and how they can make a playoff run. All that and more coming up, but all right, guys, let's get to it.
This is Aaron Gordon.
This is Evan Fournier.
This is Jonathan Isaac.
This is Mo Bamba.
Need a new sports podcast?
Check out what's new with the Orlando Magic Pod Squad.
The host of characters give you a behind-the-scenes look at Magic basketball.
The Magic Pod Squad has you covered. Subscribe and rate on iTunes and the Google Play Store today.
Steve Clifford sets his defense. Kawhi high on the left, about 5 feet above the three-point line, working Gordon. Dribbles baseline. Tough shot, 15-footer, right on the money. Would you expect anything less from Kawhi Leonard? Still with the ball, five to shoot. DJ on a bead to the rim, throws it up and in. He reversed his back, put it up and down. DJ Augustine, the little smurf with a huge deuce. Magic tie the game, 101-101, 38 seconds left. Here's DJ, finds Aaron up top, gives it right back to Augustine. Kawhi, the claw, right up on him. Defensive player of the year twice. Arms extended. Augustine, five to shoot. He's got to find something. He will. Three ball straight away. It's up. It's in. How about the little Longhorn? Triple try. Yes, sir. Magic lead 104-101. 3 seconds left in the game. Timeout, Toronto.
And coming to you from Toronto, Canada, after Game 1, previewing Game 2. It's another edition of Magic Pod Squad. We got the whole squad here. We're joined by Evan Fournier, kind enough to take a few minutes with us here. And Evan, first of all, City of Toronto. Cool city, isn't it? You like spending time here? How's the city treated you?
It's pretty cool. There's better, there's worse. yeah. Let's just say the weather is a little different from Florida. But overall, there's a lot of good spots. So, yes, it's nice. It's nice.
We're going to have some fun. Just so everybody knows that's listening. And then we get between 10 and 12 listeners. So this is a heavy volume on this, podcast.
That's a good week.
So we're going to do, at some point, we're going to try some ketchup chips, which are a staple up here in Canada. My wife loves them. I got to come up here. I'm going to get your thoughts live on that. Tim Hortons coffee, some Timbits. There's some donuts here if you want to try those.
Well, you guys only take stuff that I don't eat, but okay, so, cool.
That's a double
not
double,
not a coffee drinker either?
I've never had coffee.
Oh. Really?
In my life. No, never. Not once. Wow.
That's coffee, a double double, isn't it? The Tim Hortons coffee and the
cake.
Yeah, you got to put that together.
Nothing.
Really? Very interesting. No.
When you texted that we were getting Timbits, I thought you were being inappropriate, actually, for a minute. So I didn't know what the heck a Timbit was.
Okay, well, there it is. It's donuts. So, it's like donut holes or whatever like that. But, well, just touch on where we're at. You've had a couple of days of practice, Evan, and everybody's kind of breaking down Game 1, previewing Game 2. Where are you at as you kind of sit here getting ready for Game 2 and thinking back on that terrific win a couple of days ago?
I mean, obviously, right now it feels like we're the world champs. Everybody's so excited, but you know, for us, it's just one game. You know, it was obviously a good win, really good win. But you know, we moved on. Like we were happy about the game right after the game, but you know, that's it. Now it's practice time, trying to, you know, get focused, work on our stuff, and get ready.
Evan, there's a lot of talk before the series about how experienced Toronto players were, how many games they had played in the postseason, in relation to how few Orlando players had played in the postseason. Is that a real thing? Is that a factor? Obviously, it wasn't so much in Game One with you guys, but overall, is that does it mean anything?
I don't know. I mean, experience is kind of tricky. Like, yes, I mean, I guess when you know, like Danny Green and Kawhi, you know, these guys are champs, so they know what it takes to win. But it really depends on the individual. I mean, you know, you have young players that step in and don't need really much experience, and you know, they're just ready, and you know, they've been playing big games their whole careers, because you know, when you're 15 and you play at the national championship, even if it's only like you're only 15, for you it's the NBA Finals, so it's a big game, and you feel all the pressure and everything. But personally, I don't think it's a big deal, really. You know, we basketball players, we on the floor. You know, you do what you gotta do.
When did you realize? Oh, sorry, JJ. No, when did you realize how much you missed this? You hadn't been in a playoff game since 2013. Has it been really every day since then, or was it when you walked onto the court on Saturday? This is what.
Yeah, I remember just before tip-in. You know, the crowd was going, "Let's go Raptors! Let's go Raptors!" And I was looking around like, "Man, finally!" You know, it feels good. It feels good. And you know, that's a big reason on why I love the national team so much, is because you know we play big games pretty much all the time. And, you know, as a basketball player, that's what you want. You know, you want games with a lot of intensity. You know, if you lose, you go home. If you win, you advance. And you know, feel that pressure, you know, feel that thing in your stomach. And, you know, that's what you play basketball for.
So you're talking about the big game. So how important has the last month of the season, where every game was big for you guys going into the playoffs, that's kind of given you, at least in game one, I thought it gave you a little bit of an advantage.
No, definitely, pretty much. I mean, we've been playing playoff basketball, you know, back against the wall for a whole month now, and it was definitely, you know, key for us, because now it's no different. I mean, every possession is really important. Obviously, you know, it's a different setup. We play the team. I mean, we play the Raptors all the time now, and they're a much better team than, you know, whoever. But it's pretty much the same. You have to win. You have to stay focused on, you know, every possession, 48 minutes game, and yeah, try to win, man.
I mean, JT stole my question, so I was going to go there.
George, you have that same pit in your stomach.
I think that's just from dinner I ate last night, though. I don't think it's. But Coach Clifford he's been prepping you guys this since training camp. I mean, we've been in the practices. We know what it's like. But now that it's come to reality, like, that has to help too, right? I mean, you guys have been preparing for playoff series since October.
Yeah, that's what Coach kept talking about. It's like, you know, the regular season is, you know, to basically get into the playoffs and be in a good position in the playoffs. It's really how you play, the way you do things that, you know, throughout the season is going to help you in the postseason. And we, you know, all year long we've been preaching that. We've been practicing good habits for you know, playoffs basketball. And now it's time to show it. And we'll see how it goes, but you know, we're pretty confident.
Jeff and I comment on the air, and we've noticed just how confident of a basketball team you guys have become in the last, you know, say 2.5-3 months. Take us inside what that confidence is with the ball club right now, because you know, we can see the look on your face when the game is close, not your but the entire team, and there seems to be just a realization that, you know, we're okay. We can handle this. We have a confidence that we can win a basketball game under any circumstance.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about that, but I think we're like one of the most teams that played in like close games in the Italian league, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've been in that situation. So you know, it's not new to us. And like I said, we have a way to play. So since you know we've been in that situation, we have a way to play. We've practiced it. We know the plays. We know how to execute it. Then it's just a matter of making the plays, but there's no concern about who's going to get the touch, who's going to shoot, how we're going to defend that guy and that guy, since, you know, preparation is such a big thing in basketball. We know how it's going to go, and we just have to go out there and do it.
Take us through DJ Augustine. You guys know DJ. That guy is stone cold. He lives for moments like that. You all do. Everybody made big plays. But take us through those last two plays, and then everybody wants to know what you screamed in his ear right after he made that big basket.
It may not be suitable for...
Yeah, definitely not.
Was it English or French?
That was definitely English.
Definitely English.
Okay. Something along the lines of, let's go, yes, you did great.
You're such a good guy, DJ. That's what I said. No, but I mean, I don't know if it's fair to say that, but, you know, it feels like that was the biggest game of his career and definitely the biggest shot. I mean, DJ is a very good veteran, man, a good player. You know, the fans have been, like, really hard on him since day one. Like, right. we need a point guard, but... the guy's a good player, man, and he's just showing it. You know, we really need him to play like that every game for us. He's going to help us tremendously. And, yeah, just keep being aggressive, keep being him. He's, you know, such a big part of what we do. And as far as just what I told him after the shot, this is just going to stay.
But other than these three guys, I can say that I was screaming some things, too, that probably are not.
You can see a video of me in the background. Yeah. I did a big jump right there.
That is fantastic.
I think Dante dislocated his right shoulder.
If you watch the video again at some point in your life, you look behind the basket, yeah, and you'll see all the fans slump down, and you'll see him just
Dante
jumping like
this.
Oh, yeah, it was good. It was a good one. It was a good one.
But how much do you enjoy the fact that from a national perspective, and again, it's game one, you've already moved on. I know you're looking at game two, but the national perspective here certainly seems to be that, well, Toronto messed up, they made mistakes. And again, you guys kind of fly under the radar, which is what you've liked to this whole point. You guys didn't shoot it great that night either. I mm-hmm. keep thinking about, everyone says Orlando made great shots, they made big shots. You didn't have a great offensive night, but there's still much more that you guys can do here in game two moving forward.
Offensively, there's definitely room for improvement. You know, I thought we did good defensively, but I mean, I agree with you. We played well, but we haven't played our best either. So, I mean, we'll see how game two is gonna go. Obviously, but you know, I'm pretty sure they're gonna play extremely hard. The fans are really gonna be behind them. So we have to be ready for anything, really, because nobody wants to be down 0-2, obviously.
Evan, talk about the focus that you have now. Has it changed going into the playoffs? You know, I know, what is it? A lot of players, I remember LeBron would shut his social media down, so he was all in and everything. Mm-hmm. Does your focus change now because it's just Toronto?
Not really. I mean, like I said, we've been in that mode for a whole month now. I mean, you know, right now I'm just thinking about the game against Miami. Like, if we lose that game, I mean, it's pretty much game over for us. So we've been in that mode for a long time now. And, you know, the social media thing, we don't really have guys that big on social media anyway. Sometimes I'm active, but right now, obviously, I'm focused, so I'm not really into it. Now it's just time to focus on basketball, you know, trying to study the Raptors. I'd say the only main difference is you only focus about them. And you don't have to worry about who am I playing next. You know, it's just the Raptors, and, you know, that's it.
I'm already sick of the Raptors, by the way. In one game, I'm sick of the
Raptors.
We've
got to go at least three more games, George.
That's okay. Well, that's fine.
Did any part of that, it seemed like it hit Jonathan Isaac after the win, like, I gave everything I had, I'm exhausted, and I got to do this at least three more times. Does that part of you, did that hit you at all? Like, just how physical and tough this is, or is that just a young guy?
I think John needs to work on his cardio. But no, I mean, as expected. I mean, you know, I had the opportunity to play playoffs basketball my rookie year, so I remember what it felt like. But like, I wasn't surprised at all. You know, it's just guys being physical, guys competing, you know, trying to win by any means. And yeah, of course, it's going to be harder. It should be harder. So. No surprise there.
You've played with him all year, obviously, so you know Jonathan well, but he played more minutes than anybody on the roster in game one.
Yes.
Did it surprise you at all that he was ready for the moment, that even though he, you know, like Dante said, he said, I can't believe we got to do that, you know, multiple times, because it was, you know, it's quite intense. He said he never experienced anything like playoff basketball. Did it surprise you how well he performed?
No, not at all. I mean, John is a good player, man. He's a good player. We expect a lot from him. You know, since day one, I've been telling you guys that he's the X factor. He had a huge shot in the corner down the stretch to put us up one, I think. And he's a big part of what we do. Again, like defensively, he's a problem. So we need his best, so he better rest up.
That's a key matchup with Siakam, isn't it? Yeah. Well, how do you see that matchup?
To be honest, it feels like every matchup is a key matchup.
Yeah, that's true.
Seriously,
yeah.
though. Right?
Like, yeah, true.
Aaron on Kawhi, DJ on Larry. I mean, they have good players. They have the second best record in the NBA, so it's hard at every position, you know. When their bench comes in, you know, they play well. So it's hard.
Touch on that shot that Michael Carter-Williams took to the nose when his nose just exploded and he went after the officials. Just touch on kind of the toughness that he had to come back and what he's added to you. That second unit has kept you in games and gotten leads.
I was actually on the floor, and so the play happened right in front of me, and I actually stopped. Like, I couldn't believe, like, I was looking around like, okay, someone is going to call something, right? And but no, they didn't. I mean, you know, they missed it, whatever. But, you know, Mike and the second unit, you know, overall is just playing very well for us. Obviously, the addition of Mike is you know, a big key. He changed the whole momentum for us, especially defensively. You know, the guy's just so active as far as just rebounds, hustling, stealing the ball, and, you know, give Terrence some good looks. So they are playing really, really well, and again, since we added Mike to the roster, we're just a total different team.
Evan, when playoff basketball is when you're in a series with one team, it becomes a chess match, right? Mm-hmm. So the Magic win game one, so the adjustments probably come from Toronto. What do you think they'll do differently that you guys have talked about? If I'm assuming that you can share that, but what do you think they'll do differently?
To be honest, I don't think they're going to do a whole lot. Because, you know, the game, like, it was really a one-possession game. So it could have gone either way. Like Marc Gasol has a corner three that goes in and out. I mean, if it goes in, like, you don't know what happens. Like we might lose this game. So I'm not sure teams are going to do big changes. Like, they might have different play calls. They might go to certain guys more. But I don't think they're going to switch up coverages or go to different rotations. I just think they're going to be like, okay, guys, we need to do this pick and roll coverage better. We need to make shots. And we need to be more aggressive. Like, you know, it's not like we won by 20 and clearly there was a problem. No, it's just it was a hard-fought game. And you know, we wanted at the last second, so I don't think they're going to change it a whole lot.
What will it take as far as just the determination? Because there's a feeling, I think there's a feeling that Toronto expects at some point it's going to just get too hard for the Magic, that, you know, they're the better team, they have the more experience. So as far as your team, the Magic, is concerned, do you expect to be able to match that intensity for a, you know, what could be a long, long, long series?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, I mean, like I said, you know, in game two they're gonna come like super aggressive, and it's on us to be ready for whatever. They're gonna throw, you know, everything at us, and for good reasons. You don't want to be down 0-2, and we have to be ready to fight. You know, and you know the momentum thing is important. Like you want to go home in Orlando feeling good about yourself. You know, so you know, game two is obviously going to be huge, but I mean, at that point, it feels like every game is huge. So
that's true.
Have you seen clips of downtown Orlando, and have you seen what's going on in Orlando? Does that excite you?
I couldn't believe it. I'm really, really excited and looking forward to go home. And you know, it seems like the fans are really waiting for us. I mean, they've been waiting for these damn playoffs for 7 years.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. 7 years. So. Yeah. Yes.
I think the whole city is just ready to explode, so I'm looking forward to it.
What does that mean to you, Ev, though? Like, you've been here almost that entire length of time. Like, what does that mean to you to you know, for you and Vooch and Aaron, especially the guys that have been with us the longest, to see that, like, to see Church Street and Wall Street, and everybody is, I mean, everybody is really
amped up. You guys know us and see us every day, so you know how it goes, but like, I don't think the fans and people really realize how much like we care about it. You know, when you invest so much in you know, a team, a city, organization, you want to be successful, not just for yourself, but for everyone. Like I want to go to a restaurant in Orlando, and like, I want people to be proud of us, you know. It just matters. You know, that's what basketball is for. It's not just for the players. You know, you represent a whole state, a whole city, and you know. So when I saw downtown being on fire, you know, I was like, man, I can't wait to go home and see the Amway and you know, see the fans, etc.
When you think about it,
not press an entire country up.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is exciting.
When you think about it, not many things can unite a community like.
Like sports.
Like sports.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I agree. I mean, I'm going to talk about soccer since we won the World Cup. But, you know, those last, I mean, the next, you know, month after the World Cup, the whole country is just partying every day. Partying every day. You know, cops, people at work, just kids at school. Like, everyone is happy. Everyone is in a good mood. And everyone is, like kind of thankful. And it's the best feeling.
Yeah, we were a part of the 95 and the 09 runs for the Magic, so we know what Orlando is like when the team is good, and you're going to love it.
You know, Vuce and I actually, you know, since you know, we hang out so much together, you know, those last few years we've been like, man, could you believe how great it would be to win with Orlando, like go back to the finals? Like, could you imagine what it was like when Dwight was here, when Shaq was here? Like, since we are the only pro team in the city, like, it must be so great, like, so great to be in Orlando. Like and you know, the fact that we are getting back to the playoffs, and I think the fans are exciting, and, you know, they are hopeful.
They're very hungry. Like, they've been waiting for this for so long.
The first time in, you know, 7 years. We can't wait to taste that, you know.
And I love that you guys are here to do that, to bring that back. I know that means a lot to you guys.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what I said, you know, right after the game in Boston. Like, you know, I'm also thinking about Alfred, Peyton, you know, the assistant coaches, you know, Matt, Jay, you know, I'm thinking about all these guys because, you know, they are part of it. They you know, they've been with us and helped us get better, so they also deserve something.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, touch on your guy Vuce. I know, obviously, you guys have a terrific friendship, and do you allow? He doesn't think about his free agency, and he's going to table that till the summer. But do you think about that? How much fun it would be for you guys to stay together? Obviously, you want him to stay here and be a part of this thing.
Obviously. I mean, it'd be great to, you know, keep playing together. I mean, I know at some point we're going to have to divorce, but
maybe not.
Who knows?
Guys, you need to just make house together.
Thing rolling.
A lot of fun.
Who knows, man? Who knows?
Your wives will love that.
Who knows? But that's definitely the last thing on his mind right now. He wants to win more than anything, and he wants to be with the Magic for, you know, the longest. So. he's really not thinking about it, and no one is, to be honest.
I'm wondering what you think. And Vooch, you know, you can't maybe speak for him, but you see a guy like Dirk Nowitzki, who mm-hmm. played his entire career in a city and is so beloved by a community, and mm-hmm. Dwayne Wade in Miami, even though he strayed for, you know, a year, I yeah. guess, but he's a Miami Heat guy. Is that something, you know, that you look at as a player and you think players think about, talk about? Because, you know, you got guys that are looking for trying to join a championship team, or they're moving around, great players who move from franchise to franchise seeking a title. And then you got a Dirk Nowitzki that plays an entire career. What are your thoughts on that, the pros and cons?
Well, I think it's very personal. It's case per case. Like a guy like Dirk, and who played his whole career in, you know, with the Mavs and won a championship, it doesn't get any better than that. Like, I would rather have just one championship, stay with the whole team, than, you know, go somewhere else and then switch and then go to another team and have four. It just the legacy that you leave is bigger. Like forever, Dirk is going to be a Mavs, and I'm sure until he's 80, he's going to be walking around in Dallas, and he's going to be a god. And you know, it means more, in my opinion. You know, Damian Lillard said something, I think 2 months ago, about not leaving Portland because, you know, he went to leave something there. And, you know, I agree with him. If you can build a team and win and be successful with that team, it's great. But, you know, that whole chasing a ring right now, it's not what I would do personally. But again, I'm not a superstar like those guys, so I'm not in the same position. But it's just that it means more to you know, for your legacy, in my opinion, for sure.
And it's not always in your control, obviously.
Yeah.
The team has there's two sides to it.
Yeah,
right?
for sure.
Well, what impresses you the most, and then we'll let you get out of here, and we'll try some of these things. But what impresses you most about the position that you're in, what you guys have overcome? You mentioned DJ. People said you need to have a point guard. I mean, there's so much outside noise. People love to drum up reasons why you can't do it. Well, here you are. You did it. You made it this far. You still got more work to do. What do you take the most pride in having gotten, at least to this point?
The most pride in? I don't know, to be honest. Like, we, you know, like Vooch, myself, Aaron, like the guys that have been here for a long time, you know, we went through tough times, but we never looked at each other like we're not good enough, or I want to get traded, or I want to play for another team, like I don't like these fans or something. You know, we always looked at, you know, this thing like, okay, how can we get better? How can we make this work? And we never looked at it like, okay, this is not going to work. We need to get out of here or something. You know, we always believed in ourselves and thought that we just needed, you know, the right things to happen, to say the least. And, you know, I think Coach Cliff was definitely that guy for us. And it shows that, you know, we can be better. And to be quite honest, like, we're busy right now with the playoffs, but I'm even looking forward for next year.
Yeah.
Because the way we finished the season, like if we were to start that way, like, we would be, you know, in a different...
Probably have home court.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. So there's also looking something to look for next year.
We're not ready. We're not done with this year yet.
No, we're not done with this year.
We can't go. We're a long way to go.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Right? I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I just wanted to emphasize the first part.
Coach Cliff intimidates me at times. Does he ever intimidate you? Or do you?
I mean, it's hard not to be intimidated by Thanos. Yeah.
He can make me disintegrate at any minute. Yeah. Yeah. Does he know about that, though?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, we all talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys like the Human Torch thing for Terrence?
It's fun. It's fun. It's really fun. It's really, really fun. I'm just glad the coach don't snap his fingers. But yeah, the Human Torch thing is fun, for sure.
We like it.
I know you're a Game of Thrones fan. We got a question from Jordan, who wants to know, who do you want to see on the Iron Throne at the end of Game of Thrones?
Who do I want to see on the throne?
People want to know. And I don't know anything about Game of Thrones. I
have seen 0 seconds.
But that was a big question that people want
to
know.
I should just get out of here right now after these two answers. You guys don't watch it, for real?
I don't watch it. I just don't.
Who do I want? Well, I want Jon Snow to be the king of the Seven Kingdoms, but Something tells me no one will sit on the Iron Throne.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. That would be a surprise, right? Yeah. Be a surprise ending.
Yep. Stays open.
Yep.
And Michelle wants to know your favorite bakery in Orlando. Is there a French bakery that you found in Orlando?
No.
Okay.
No.
So still open.
Still searching.
Still open, yes. Still open.
All right. Before we let him get out of here, but I want you to know, Evan caught me when I was trying to buy ketchup chips for my wife, right?
Okay.
She's from Toronto. These are her favorite things.
I've heard about these for years. I've never had one.
Okay. Everybody grab one. We'll kind of get an honest reaction here. All right.
Okay.
Just let the record show. I'm not a giant fan of them.
You guys don't have Lay's in the...
We have Lay's, but we don't have ketchup.
We don't have
flavor.
Ketchup chips.
Okay? Ketchup flavored chips.
So we can be honest. We'll catch kind of
an honest
reaction.
Crunch it in the microphone and everything. Let's get the...
Yeah, that's definitely ketchup.
That's definitely ketchup.
That is weird.
That's the problem with chips like that. Is I don't even like it. I actually never eat it. But once I start,
but now you're going back in. I cannot stop.
Even with ketchup on it.
Oh,
it's not bad.
There's no bad potato chips.
They're really thing, yeah. Right?
No, salt and vinegar is not very good.
You don't like the salt and vinegar?
No.
With?
No.
By the way, Evan doesn't like these now. He's had a fistful of them, just so you know.
What about
so
those Timbits you got?
Oh, those are just donuts. I know I'm going
to
like that.
You don't
this
have
is the,
if you
don't
the
I'm gonna wait. Tim Hortons Double Double Coffee.
Oh, I'm
going to
have
Timbits.
One, but
I'm going to have one in a minute.
I'll try one of those.
Evan probably won't eat it.
You guys know I have a Ganimal, right?
I don't want to mess up your diet here at all.
No, I'm going to pass for now. Yeah. I'm going to just take these back to the room with me when I leave here.
If anybody can have them, it's you and I.
We might be the only ones that can have them.
That's not bad.
All right.
It's not bad, right? Well, Evan, we appreciate it. This has been – I just want you to know how much fun this has been for us, too.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah,
thank
we you, appreciate man. You, Evan. Appreciate
yeah.
your professionalism.
Out of this, and, yeah.
I loved watching you play.
Thank you, man.
And if you don't win the series, we're going to be depressed. So that's all.
That's right. Don't let me down, Ev.
Don't let me down.
Great job so far, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right, guys.
Thanks, buddy. I don't know about you guys, but I get the sense that there's just shock in this, really, this country, this whole city. Everything you read is about what they did wrong. And there's this misperception that the Magic had a great shooting night, that we had a great game and just kind of beat them. We didn't play well offensively and still won game one of the playoffs. I think there's a lot of people here that still don't believe that the Magic can win this series.
I think you're right. But – part of that is I don't think anybody, not excluding our fans and people that watch us, but I think nationally, I don't think people have been paying attention to what happened with this team over the last month. You know, we talk about January 31st as kind of that date. David takes it back a little bit further.
January 12th, 13th.
See, he's got his own
exact halfway
point of demarcation there.
Boston, Houston, back to back.
I mean, you think about what we've done and how well we play, best defense in the league since January 31, one of the top five teams. You know, it's just I think we've surprised some people. So I think there's still some skepticism. I think it's really cool because I think that this group of guys, they don't pay any attention to that. They know what they've done, and that's that David talked with Evan about that confidence that they have. I mean – We look at their faces. That's why we're there. That's why we're courtside. And you see, you know, you're down 13, up 14. Nothing changes. They're the same.
Right.
And I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I thought the start, you know, to game one was really important for us. Like, I mean, I think we all kind of thought, gosh, if they hit us, you know, in the first quarter with like a 20-8 run, like we look up at the scoreboard, we'd be down 20-8. I thought we would be in a big hole and probably not be able to get out of it, but we sustained where we were in that first half. Then we went on our run in the first half to build that huge lead. The game surprised me. I just didn't think it was going to go that way. I always think we have a chance to win,
sure.
But the way the game was unfolding, the Magic just never, you know, they just came through when we needed to come through.
Yeah, when it was a one-point game at the end of three quarters, JT and I looked at each other during the commercial break, and we, you know, at the same time said, we're going to win this
no
game.
No doubt. And Joel and I said the same thing. You weren't with us, but we looked at each other and we said, if we would have said before the game started that we're going to be down one going into the fourth tonight, you'd have taken that 30 times out of 30.
Yeah.
There's no way.
You know, counter to what you said.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, you started this by saying that they're in shock here. That's partly true, I think, but there's another part of that, too. There are people that I've come in contact with that are not surprised because they've lost so many game ones, and it's like, oh, here we go again. So, you know, I think it could fracture, you know, here if we could get, you know, another one in the next one or two. It'll be interesting to see. Now, they've been able to bounce back the last few years after losing their first game.
But this is a different group, David, though, right?
But it's a different group.
Like, this is not the same group that's been going through their struggles. Like, do you guys
– And nobody thinks this is going to be a series. Like, everybody thinks, okay, you lost the first game like you're supposed to. I'm telling you, just from reading all the stuff from here, nobody, okay, well, that's fine, but it's no time to panic. They'll get game two and then eventually win the series, but it might just make it hard on themselves. There's not a belief that Orlando can sustain that and win a series, and I think that's a great spot for the Magic to be in.
Yeah.
I think what's interesting, and we were talking about, Dave and I were talking about this a little bit, and we've talked about it, but you know what's interesting, and Evan touched on it a little bit, is like, you look at Evan and Vooch and Aaron and their investment in it. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're talking about what would it be like. You know, they're tied too, and I think there's advantage in that too. I think that's something. And so with all of the deals, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, getting Kawhi Leonard, right? That's a heck of a pickup, and Danny Green, you know,
sure.
but it is a different team. They're not invested like. Danny Green is a spur, you know? He'll always be a spur. It's almost, and it might be too strong.
Marc Gasol, like a Grizzly, Memphis Grizzlies.
Marc Gasol is a Memphis Grizzly. It's like, it's almost like they're hired guns. They're mercenaries. And I don't know, now, I'm not taking anything away from their talent. They are very talented. But are they invested? Does it hurt?
Great point.
You know what I mean? Like, and so I think, you know, that is something, you know, that you could tell that, you know, Evan, he wants this to work. The pride, you know, he wants this to work for the city of Orlando. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Marc Gasol, Kawhi Leonard, maybe they love it here. They want to be here. And they quickly have, you know, integrated themselves into Toronto. But, you know, it's a short-term thing. So you just wonder if that's there.
That's a great point.
I hope it's not there.
I hope it's
not there. I hope they don't give a rat.
And even if it's not there, boy, we saw Kawhi get it to another level.
Yeah, boy, he's a talented
player.
Those
last two baskets, I mean, they were unguardable. And he still has that in him, whether he wants to be here or not. But you're right. At the end of the day, he's going to make a gazillion dollars when this summer comes. How much could – all of those guys that you just mentioned, their heart is here. And how good do you feel for a guy like Evan – at the beginning of the season, he took a lot of hits. I mean, there are people that, you know, he struggled offensively at times, but man, he's as good as anybody. And that steal he had at the end of game one was as big a play, and it'll probably go untalked about, but that was as big a play as we had in that game.
Yeah, and he's made big plays throughout his time in Orlando.
Well, he's playing his best basketball the last
right
month.
Now.
No doubt.
You guys think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
And he said before the season started, I remember asking him about, you know, you and I were talking to him. We were walking in to practice or somewhere, and it'd be great to get off to a good start this year. And he said, "No, I don't really care if we get off to a good start." He said, "I think it's more important for us to build and finish and be, you know, at our best at the end of the season." And you know, I thought that was kind of interesting because I was thinking in my mind, you know, if we get off to a bad start, maybe we can't recover as a team. Mm-hmm. But his mindset all along was, you know, not the great, the good start was not as important as playing your best basketball at the end, which he's doing and the team's doing.
The one thing I'm missing being up here is I want to know what the national reaction has been at home, because obviously we don't get to see that here because we're in Canada and I have seven channels that get the NHL playoffs.
And curling is on
and
the other side.
And I can't get a lot of I would like
that
to.
Curling match? That's like the Players' Championship
was pretty good.
Was on last night.
Did you do that while you were getting ready to go to sleep last night? But I would like to know what the I'm missing that. I would like to see what the national pundits are saying, you know, what they said after game one, on stateside, just because we can't
see. My dad's been texting me. It's all about what Lowry didn't do. It's all about spot shadowing. Lowry's 0-for-7 and kind of piling on him as opposed to what the Magic did well to win a game. I think that's going to be the narrative. It's going to be, if the Magic can win this, it'll be how the Raptors blew it.
Well, but that's going to happen anyway.
Yeah. Right? But that's fine.
Such a low seed for us and such a high seed for them. How many games did they win? 59?
58, right.
You know, that's going to happen if we end up pulling this thing off.
Right.
Well, listen, as we close, I don't know what your soup of the month would be, David.
I'm going to find out what my soup of the day is in about 15 minutes. I don't know about the Super Bowl.
You should have seen how sad he was yesterday, by the way, when we went across the street.
But let me, well, go ahead.
Everything but soup.
Is that right?
Sold out but they told him they
I'm
had
having a
soup.
Bad trip
yeah,
for
they
soups.
They told him we had soup, and then we got there. David looked like a sad puppy looking around for
the girl looked at me and she said, no soup for you.
It was a bad day. People need to know, though, that our first restaurant that we went here, right, they actually had a soup and David turned his nose up at
See,
it.
See, that's what I was going to say. I don't know what the soup of the month is, but I know what it's not. And for the first time, David was offered a soup and he thumbed his nose up at it.
What was it again? Do you remember?
It was carrot ginger.
Carrot ginger
soup.
Which he's absolutely right. Would be horrible. But even you weren't going to go. Weren't going to go
know.
Carrot ginger.
Yeah. Now, why would you come up with that?
But as
there's a guy in the back that says, how about carrot ginger soup for the soup of the day?
It's probably really good.
Oh, it was the soup of the week, wasn't it?
It's the soup of the week.
Yes. Of the week.
The best was he looked at me and he went, made this disgusting face. And he said, let's don't do that.
And then he asked about
he didn't want any of us
the
to get
pie
it.
Of the day, thinking it was a pizza pie.
Mincemeat pie.
It was a mincemeat pie.
Which I've learned has no meat in it.
Has no meat in it. It's like candied raisins.
Ridiculous. That sounds
horrible. It's one of the worst things.
Who came up with that idea?
Canada.
Okay.
Not made here.
Come on, Canada.
So you don't have one. Your soup of the day is whatever you're going to have
whatever
today.
I can find.
And you have a dessert, Timbits? Are you going to go Timbits?
Timbits. Timbits is the dessert of the day. Ketchup chips are my dessert of the day.
Oh, man. We'll go with that for now.
I don't really get the Tim Hortons coffee thing.
Okay. You're not a fan. That's
well, it's
know.
Okay, but.
It's okay.
You got a lot of it, though.
I got a lot of it. We're ready. I was hoping you'd take that box with you.
Plan on staying up all night?
bring it to the
You're
room.
You're going to have it.
It looks good.
Well, guys, let's keep this going. That was I enjoyed myself immensely walking out of that building on game one.
I know. Your feet weren't touching the ground.
No, they weren't.
I noticed that.
I did. I had a good time.
And I wasn't sitting next to you, and I know you probably were screaming.
I screamed a lot. Might have
offended. All I know is that somebody way above us all, David and I were walking out. And I don't even know if I should say his name, but we were, you know, just kind of really happy, smiling and everything. And we were told, calm down. Don't be so giddy. We were giddy, I guess.
We were a bit giddy.
Yeah.
Until not
it's been
be
a
giddy.
Long time since we experienced the fun of postseason victories.
Still giddy.
We're giddy too.
I got 7 years I've been waiting to be giddy. I'm going to be giddy.
We can be giddy.
All right, guys. Good stuff. Do it again after we win game two.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.